Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, this is Andy Peters. Thank you for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast, where we've got all the best bits from Monday the 27th of October's show. And I genuinely mean it when I say thank you very much for downloading us. Spooks star and also Robin Hood. Well, he's not actually Robin Hood. He's the bloke that works for the evil sheriff in Robin Hood. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, his name in real life is Richard Armitage. He joins us this week on the podcast and tells us everything about the fact that he's not actually in the bill. He's never been in the bill. Can't believe it. Charles Gantz will deliver the very latest Heat verdict on Quantum of Solace, the brand new James Bond. And there's all the usual stuff, including a mystery year for you to guess in the rewind. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you this week's podcast. I thank you.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Right, it's time to welcome back our special guest now. He's come a long way since making his film debut as Smug Man at Party in 1999's This Year Love. He's come via The Vicar of Dibley and Robin Hood, and tonight he makes his debut in one of the best television programmes
ever.
Well, yeah, ever. One of the best British dramas ever. Spooks, MI5. Not 9 to 5. He is
Richard Armitage.
Are you as excited about being in Spooks as I am, getting to meet somebody in Spooks?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And moving on. No, it's great. It's a brilliant show to be in. I mean, it's high octane, less series than they used to do. So yeah, there's a bit more money spent on 8 episodes.
Yep.
Lots of funky stunts and technology and Hermione Norris to muck about with. It's great.
Yeah, she's a right laugh.
She's great. I think she's one of the most interesting female characters on TV at the moment. I mean, she's about the size of a small doll, but she can take out a man the size of a house with one little finger. She's
fantastic.
She's very strong.
So tell me about your character.
He's he used to work for MI5 8 years ago and was, you know, top of his game and a bit brilliant. And then he got caught doing something in Russia and banged away in a Russian prison for 8 years. And he's back at the beginning of this series as part of a spy swap. And is trying to find his way back in and has to earn their trust again because he stinks of double agent. And that's where it all kicks off.
Yeah, I mean, you say he stinks of double agent. Harry does ask him, you know, we secured your release.
Yeah.
And doesn't your character say, yeah, but I'm here to spy?
Yeah, he makes a joke of it. So it's sort of, he's playing a bit of a dangerous game.
Had you ever watched it before you actually took the job?
I watched the first series because a mate of mine from drama school was in the original cast.
Oh, who was it?
David Oyelowo.
Who did he play?
He was one of the three.
Who walk in a triangle?
Yeah.
Have you done any walking in the triangle shots?
You have to walk in a triangle all the time.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
If you try and veer away from the triangle, they push you back in with a big stick.
But it is true. They always walk in a triangle.
Well, on the posters, they walk in a triangle.
And what sort of things do you like watching on television?
At the moment, the only thing I can get in America
America
is BBC America.
Listen to you with your wishful thinking. Oh yeah, I live in LA now.
I get the God Channel on Al Jazeera, but so I haven't really seen anything this year.
Really?
But I liked what's that Prison? Yeah, Prison Break was good and Lost. And I suppose I like American long-running series.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm talking about by looking through an old magazine, an old edition of Heat. And remember, if you're listening on the enhanced version, you'll get some extra picture clues on your screen now. I still don't know how that works. On the cover of the magazine, revealed best and worst celeb six-packs. There's a picture of Justin Timberlake, David Beckham and Shane Ritchie, which I'm sure he's happy this edition's no longer out. On the inside, it's obviously the Big Brother time of year from the magazine I've picked up, because Cameron, do you remember him? Cameron. Come on, Cameron. Scottish Cameron. No, forget it. Anyway, Cameron in here is saying that he's found a girl that he likes. He was Scottish, I seem to remember. Also in this edition of Heat Magazine, a week in pictures of lots of the girls from Girls Aloud turning up at court to support their friend Cheryl, as after she was accused of racially aggravated assault against the nightclub toilet attendant. The case was concluded, but how did it end? Will that give you a clue? There's an interview in here with Nigel Harmon. star of EastEnders. Do you remember him? He was in EastEnders for donkey's years. He was up for Best Newcomer as he'd won the hearts of millions and millions of viewers. At the National TV Awards, he was, well, I think at the time, he did win. And the winner is Nigel Harman. So he's also in this magazine. And also, oh, look at that. I've not seen a picture of this lady for so long. Pop Idol was on the telly, and there's a picture in here of Michelle McManus, who looks remarkably like Geraldine from Britain's Got the Pop Factor. So that was it. At last, the final 12. So it was the first of the 12 live studio shows. Is that a clue? And good on Heat. They had a picture of Michelle McManus, and she went on to win. So it's the year that Michelle McManus won Pop Idol. But what was the year? All you've got to do is have a think, work out. Have you figured it out yet? I'll tell you what it was a little later in the podcast.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So, yep, it's me, Andy on the radio. With me in the studio right now, Charles Gant. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great, thank
you. Nice day?
Yeah, lovely day.
Excellent.
Cold, but really sunny.
And I like days like today. It's my favourite kind of day. So, Alicia Keys and Jack Black, they've got the theme tune. You've got the news on the actual movie.
Indeed. So, Quantum of Solace. This is a film that is, obviously, it's the new Bond film. It is very much a sequel to Casino Royale. In fact, I would say it would really help if you like did an A level in Casino Royale,
right, okay,
before
fair enough.
Seeing the film.
Yep.
And I won't kind of bog you, I won't get bogged down the plot too much. It's basically about a coup attempt to overthrow the government in Bolivia, of all things.
Right.
And an organisation that has bought a huge tract of land and they're going to benefit financially. That's the kind of the premise. But really, it's just Daniel Craig running around, having lots of fights. Very Jason Bourne style.
Oh,
the stunts
really?
Are coordinated by the people who did the Jason Bourne movies.
Yeah.
And you can really tell.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of man-on-man combat, very much like Matt Damon in the last one.
Right, okay.
And of course, hotels exploding and, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, let's hear a clip from the film.
Seems we're both using green to get to somewhere.
You lost somebody?
I did.
You catch whoever did it?
No. Not yet.
Tell me when you do. I'd like to know how it feels.
Oh, I love it. And I love David Arnold's music as well.
Yeah.
No. Just fantastic through in any movie. So the plot, basically, as you said, it's a Bond plot. Is there anything different, anything new? Has Daniel got any better since the last movie?
Well, I mean, I think Daniel is fantastic. And I think he is a great asset to these films. And I think he delivers again. Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, people are complaining that it's slightly humorless. I don't get that. I think that what they've done is they've ditched, finally, completely, utterly ditched all those sort of stupid puns.
Yeah.
But they have got some funny lines, particularly M is always, saying kind of things like, will you please stop killing every possible lead that we might have to, like, solving what the hell's going on here.
And oh, fantastic.
I think she's, she's a good part. It's a good part. Judy's great in that role. I wouldn't say it's particularly original. And in fact, it really does feel like the ultimate merger of the Jason Bourne kind of Bond franchises. It's kind of all along, the Bond people have been going, oh, no, we're not freaked by Jason Bourne. We're not responding to them. We're doing our own thing. We're strong enough to survive. And in fact, they are just like more and more and more copying Jason Bourne. I love Jason Bourne. Mm-hmm. For me, not a problem.
Okay. I have to ask a question. I mean, the premiere is on Wednesday.
Yep.
In central London. So in a word, Charles, Quantum of Solace. Hot or not?
Quantum of Hot.
Richard Armitage, star of Spooks, brand new Spooks, which is actually on the telly right now, and also Robin Hood is still here. We're going to do the hot list.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something, and you've got to
take my jacket off for that one.
Really? Oh, my word.
Hot list.
Good little Jenny from Honker Hit. Jenny, get on the webcam.
Yeah. So, no, you said it's hot list.
Yeah,
so
it's hot list, yeah.
Okay,
see, is that what they call character acting?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I understand.
Getting into character.
Yeah, I'm like that. Okay, so I'm going to say the names of different things. It could be anything.
Yeah.
And you tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Okay, oh, God.
Okay, by the way, are you in the next series of Robin Hood? Looking at your hairstyle, you must be.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Spooks Code 9. I'll say it for you. It was rubbish.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
And you're a better man for it. The Circus.
What is that? Is that a TV show?
Circuses.
Not.
Why not?
Because I worked in one and slept next to an elephant and it stinks.
In Budapest?
Yeah.
How funny. Killing Maid Marian.
Not.
Why?
Because he should have married her.
Can I just say, right? Preparation, they say, is key in life.
Yeah.
Right? I've just read something on your this list,
mm-hmm.
but if it is true, I will literally have to bow at your feet.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Hot.
Because
I was a fighter pilot.
God, you were in Star Wars?
Yeah, not the original, the Phantom Menace.
You're in Star Wars?
Yeah.
You are in Star Wars?
It's kind of a blink and you miss it moment.
You're in... I can't believe it. You're in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm in Toy Story 2.
No. Are you in Toy Story 2? He's in Toy Story 2. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I am, actually.
What did you play?
I'm one of the... I play baggage handler number one.
Oh, my God. He's in Toy Story 2.
You're such a... Honestly, that was a... We really must crack on. He's in Star Wars. Okay, let me just do the official bit. thanks for joining us, Richard. Spooks Series 7 is currently on BBC One right now, but since you've missed most of it, catch up with it on the iPlayer. Stay here for the last 10 minutes of this show, because it will be more interesting than the end if you haven't seen the beginning of Spooks. Make sense?
He's in Toy Story 2.
Richard.
So are you talking to me there?
Yeah, sorry. I can't believe it.
Oh yes, it'll be more interesting at the end.
No, you are a marvel. Thank you so much. And it's a two-part Spooks as well.
It is.
Yeah, it's on tomorrow as
tomorrow
well.
Tomorrow night as well.
Thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
I can't believe I've only just found out you're in Star Wars. This is Heat. Competition time now on the Hot or Not Hotcast. This is where we give you a truly ginormous bundle of prizes if you can answer one simple question right. Amazing. All you've got to do to win the following: Iron Man on DVD starring Robert Downey Jr., Edge of Love with Sienna Miller and Keira Knightley, Leo starring Joseph Fiennes and Dennis Hopper, British eco-disaster film Flood with Robert Carlyle, another Cinderella story starring Hilary Duff, CSI New York Series 4 Part 2, House Series 4, the number one ladies detective agency, never heard of him alive, Spooks Series 6, the recent BBC adaptation of Tess of the D'Urbervilles, or however you say it, acclaimed sitcom Outnumbered, Sunshine with Steve Coogan, Mutual Friends Series 1, Dirty Sexy Money Series 1, worth winning, Phone Jacker Series 1, also really worth winning, a Halloween horror pack including Teeth, Prom Night, The Ruins, Tortured and Solstice, Tim Vine's live DVD, So I Said to This Bloke, Girls Aloud Tangled Up on Tour DVD, new albums from The Saturdays, Snow Patrol, Pink and Anastasia, as well as the Quantum of Solace soundtrack, and now That's What I Call Music 25 Year Anniversary Triple CD, and new books from Candace Bushell, Tony, brother of Simon Cowell, as well as new big celeb biography, Osborne's Confidential. To win all of that, just answer this question. On this Hotcast, tell me, which film franchise, sci-fi film franchise, has Richard Armitage been in that I knew nothing about? If you can name the film franchise, the sci-fi film franchise that Richard Armitage has been in, you could be a winner. If you think you know the answer, just send an email to studio@heatworld.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner. Woohoo! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hi, this is Andy on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best bits of last week's show. But don't forget, there's loads of good stuff all over Heat Radio, and here are my favourites from the past week. This
is Heat. Out of the blue with Ford on Heat, I'm Paul Coyte. We're joined by one of the stars of hugely popular US comedy, My Name is Earl, which goes out here, Channel 4, released on DVD today. You know her as Earl and Randy's housekeeper friend, Catalina, the lovely, the talented Nadine Velasquez. How's the pronunciation, by the way? Because we don't have many Velasquezes in this country.
Say it again, say it again.
Nadine Velasquez. Or is it Velasquez? Is there a lisp involved?
I've never had a lisp involved, but it's cool.
I just thought that maybe the lisp
Velasquez.
Would...
Velasquez. I like that. It's very Spanish.
Velasquez. So tell me about the bits where you do the Spanish stuff. Now, mm-hmm. there's rumours that there are clues that... Is that rubbish or is that true?
There are clues to the show, what's going to happen in the show.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. I don't know, because
like
I don't speak Spanish, as you can tell by the way I pronounce
there
Velasquez.
There are clues.
So what do you say?
I talk about the future, things that are really going to come to pass.
The rants. Well, you're like the
Bible
code.
I talk about the keys to the kingdom and like the keys to ascension when I speak in Spanish. So you're going to have to translate. You're going to have to figure it out.
So does the show go out maybe in Latin American speaking countries?
It does.
So do you speak in English for those bits then? And the rest is, I just wondered.
No, it stays in Spanish.
It stays in Spanish.
But no, usually what I'll do is I'll give a shout out to...
to family, friends,
Spanish-speaking people. I'll say thank you for watching the show.
Seriously, if that what
Seriously.
Happens.
Seriously, yeah.
See, that's good. Now, I've got one more question for you. We do a thing on the show called the Out of the Blue question.
The blue question?
Out of the blue question.
Out of the blue.
It's not the blue question. That's the next question that I'm saving
Can
for
I
you.
Answer with the word blue?
You can say blue as many times as you like.
Okay.
What's the worst thing you did at school, Nadine? Worst thing you did at school?
Ooh, what can I say?
You tell me the truth. What's the worst thing you did at school?
I made out with a teacher.
You went out with a teacher?
I made out with a teacher.
You made out with a teacher? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see whether this actually goes out. How old were you?
Well, there were many times. There was grammar school, and then there was high school, and there was college. So
good Lord.
Which one do you want?
Let's try another one. What's the worst thing you did when you left school?
Made out with the teacher.
Good Lord. Blimey. I tell you, listen, it's lovely to meet you. Thank
Great
you,
to meet you
so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the show. We're big fans. And, well, we're looking forward to Series 4 now. Or Season 4, as you call it. Thank you very much.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
So, did you guess this week's Rewind podcast, people? Come on, it wasn't even that long ago. October the 27th. 2003. Heat Radio. And here are some exclusive bits from Richard Armitage that you didn't hear on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Spooks always has some really sort of, well, nasty torture sequences.
Yes.
Have you filmed? Did you do any of those?
Yeah, we did a waterboarding sequence where I was naked, strapped to a pallet and waterboarded.
What's waterboarding?
It's a form of torture where they simulate drowning. They put a damp cloth over your mouth and then pour water into your mouth and nostrils. And apparently within 30 seconds you confess to whatever information you're holding, and I lasted about 3 seconds.
Oh, so you did your own stunts?
Yeah.
Wow. How awesome.
That was, yeah, I was pretty scared of that one.
And is Spooks all filmed in London? Because I know Robin Hood's filmed abroad, isn't it?
Yeah, Robin Hood's filmed in Budapest. Spooks is pretty much all in London, apart from one of the episodes we went on location to Moscow.
Funny, because you came from Moscow.
Yeah, he goes back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes, but he gets sent back to on a mission again.
Okay, you better stop, because I think you're telling me too much, and I like watching it.
No, that's
that's all right.
That's all right.
That's in the public
domain.
That's
been photographed and plastered everywhere. So, but that was great to go to Moscow.
Oh yeah, lovely.
And film things that you're not allowed to film, like the FSB building.
Fantastic. Yeah. And why do you think the show's popular?
I think probably because it tries to keep its finger on the political pulse, but at the same time it's got quite a lot of humour in it. It's not afraid to kill off its main protagonists. And
mm-hmm. And what sort of things... Leave it, you've done that bit of the show. I've gone through the whole list and I'm thinking he's a thespian of the highest order.
No.
But because you've not been in the bill.
I have been in the bill. I haven't. I've been in Casualty.
No, but you've not been in the bill.
No, I haven't.
I think we booked the wrong person.
No.
I said book an actor. He's not been in the bill. Every other actor I've interviewed has been in the bill. Everyone's been in the bill. How can you not have been in the bill? Oh, hang on. A redeeming programme. You've been in Doctors.
Yeah. There you go.
Which we love.
It's as good as,
isn't
it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
This is Heat.
Okay, that's it for this week's podcast, but make sure you join us on our next show when we'll have more great music and a little bit of a celebrity chit-chat with Suzanne Shaw. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Monday, download us on Tuesday. See ya.
Do it.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.